I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing live show. I'm Stu Within. Sitting beside me always, apart from this gang of beautiful people, is Christopher Glasson. Hello.
Wagwan. Might have been watching Top Boy.
Right. I'll tell you what. My daughter put a picture up of me and her at the weekend, and I commented that I was looking peng. Which made her and my niece absolutely piss themselves. And they're like, how do you know that word? And I was like, Top Boy. I don't know what it means.
We were discussing it last night, and we were discussing drugs, and I said, he's got hold of their gear. And then I went, hold on a minute, let me rephrase that. He's got the food. And I felt so weird saying the word food for drugs, because that is not our generation.
No.
Yeah. Well, it was just like, you disgrace me.
I popped to Lakeside today. Which I haven't done in years, and it reminded me why. It's because I can't handle the way the ethics people talk.
Is it like reverse evolution now? I haven't been there for a while, but are they going backwards? Is it just amphibians? Is it even human beings there anymore?
The language is regressing.
Yeah.
Because as I walked out of like Primark today, a guy walked in and his mate was already in there, and his mate said something to him and he went, work London, innit? And I was like, work London, innit? What's that mean?
Oh.
And knowing you think, right, am I just an old man, right? But I just wanted to go, just fucking talk properly, mate.
Yeah, just speak.
What's that mean? Work London, innit?
Do you remember in like, it must have been late 2000s to the early 2010s, when youngsters started speaking even outside of London in a London dialect, in that like in a very as we all know, I'm terrible at impressions and I'm not going to start offending everyone, but just that sort of like reductive London accent, and you think that's not like even Mark's brother started talking like it, and we were like, You were Essex boys a year ago, and your tone and your accent is changing. Mm. And just watch it just spread across the country. It was mad.
Yeah.
Mad, depressing. Didn't reach Scotland. Nothing's going to shake that fucking disaster of an accent, though, is it?
Eh.
Right. So.
Have you seen your foot?
What are you having a drink tonight, Chris? What you got?
Hey, me?
Yeah. Oh, fuck me.
I'm a fucking absolute beefcake these days, Stu. I haven't had a carb for like 2 days. Oh, what you got?
Scroobius.
Oh, you prick. What?
You know what? I ain't got any whiskey left. But I've got like about fucking 6 bottles of that Hotel Chocolat gin left over. So I've slung that in with some Pepsi Max.
Man, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
I haven't touched anything for weeks. And I've got a whiskey convention this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
followed by the live show a mere few days later. So I'm going to be a wreck.
Mm.
Unlucky, Ben. And a big shout out to Ben for homing us for the weekend. Much appreciated, mate. Much appreciated. Your arsehole is going to get an absolute
seat. So tonight's top five. What we're going to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
We've kind of pulled up one of them god tiers to shit tiers.
Yes. Yes.
I'm presuming that has everybody seen the thing that we're basing it on this evening? We can kind of talk through it.
Oh, look. Hello.
Thank you.
I'm loving this.
Someone showing off there at Carly.
Well, for those that are wondering what's going on, Gail Porter has joined, and she's at the Kylie gig.
Did everyone say Madame to my friend?
Madame.
Oh, loving this.
I mean, should we just watch Gal walk around?
Right.
Bye. Have fun, Gail.
Love you very much.
Yeah, love you
love
too.
You. Love you.
Take care.
Au
revoir.
Yeah,
okay, we've
got tickets. All right. Yeah, okay. Oh, God. Yeah, you don't know. I'm getting told off, though. Right, okay. Tickets. Bye.
Imagine if the gal just didn't turn it off and we just watched the whole Kylie show from her pocket.
Right, okay. So
we have gone
for, well, it said on the article that it was top five picnic items, but I just thought, nah, we ain't doing that. We're gonna go for top five. We're gonna work it through as a buffet list.
Yes. So, it's more fitting for us, isn't it? A buffet list. We do love a good buffet, don't we?
Right. So,
Okie dokie.
We'll start at shit tier, right?
Yeah.
Pita bread.
As it comes, usually at a buffet, it's just always disappointing, isn't it? In my honest opinion, like, it's hardly the pita bread you'd get at a fucking, like, a decent, like, Greek restaurant, which is all fresh and lovely. It's just going to be a dried pita, which I bet you can't even split it open properly. No one ever does that. You're basically going to dip that in some hummus, aren't you, basically?
Yeah, I mean, I'd want it cut into sort of strips and maybe a little bit toasted. Not too much, but just enough that if you're going to stick...
Sure, can I just stop you there? Have you got eyes?
Yeah.
Can you look at that pita bread? Does it look cut into strips or toasted?
No, but it's in a heart shape. Right. See, if I went to a buffet or a picnic and there was just a whole pita just on the side, I'd be like, fuck off. Like, what the fuck are you going to do with that?
It's shit. But I know what you mean, mate.
Also, have you ever...
Do you remember when Nando's did it? When Nando's first opened, they did a toasted pita, a circle, and they did it with a dip. And it was quite a good little number. But
you're so far up Nando's arsehole, it really fucking winds me up. I've had two Nando's in my whole life, like, and I don't get it. But have you ever cut a pita bread and put stuff in it and it all just fell apart?
Like, basically never. Like,
maybe
not
it just can't happen, can it? Why is it the ones from Mickey Bab's shop are like elastic and like they can literally ram it full of doner meat and it still don't come apart? Whereas I'll literally put a bit of lettuce in my one and it just all falls apart.
It's just
one
a piece
side.
Of, yeah, it's just a waste of time, mate.
And I end up eating it with a knife and fork.
You know, the other time when, and you've kind of come close to it, the time when a pita bread is like at its most glorious is if you get it at a kebab shop and they put the pita bread underneath and then they put, my mouth's just going to start watering. and they put the, I'm going to come out my mouth. And they put like the lamb cubes and they just soak into the pita bread.
Yeah.
There's not many better things than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But other than that, piece of shit. I mean, I don't know, what's the chat saying? Just sounds overrated, pish, by Craig. Yeah, they don't, pita breads don't like vegetables, Ben. You're absolutely right. They really
I mean,
fucking don't.
We just leave that in shit tier, right?
Yeah, I'm happy with that. We don't have to fight too hard for that, I think. Right. Wow, that's nice. What nice. All friends. Pork pie. Where are you going? Go on, I'll let you open with that one.
Well, I don't eat meat, so I can't. I'm basing this on like previous.
Hey, you're the new, you're 2019 Chris Glasson now, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm not. I'm not a vegan. Like,
we'll see.
But I never liked pork pies anyway. I never got it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, even when like they make, because Scotch eggs are rubbish, but when they made them little, they made them better. But like when they made pork pies, like normal little pork pies, they were still rubbish. Like the pastry's too crunchy and horrible. And it's got that weird jelly shit in it. And it's got a pig in the middle of it.
Mm. And pigs are smart.
Yeah.
I mean, shit is a bit harsh, I think, for a pork pie. But I wouldn't put it out of low. I wouldn't get it. I wouldn't upgrade it beyond low tier. I've never been a big pastry man. I like the jelly. I don't mind pork. But I'm not like rushing in a bath way. I'm not like, oh, fucking thank God there's the pork pies.
No one likes the jelly.
I quite like the jelly. I don't mind it. Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Fuck off.
Yeah, Brett, Brett's got his hat. Brett, do you mind it? Do you like it?
Pork pies are excellent.
Oh, Brett's
pork pies are amazing. Pork pie, a couple of little slices of pork pie with some Coleman's mustard on, absolutely banging.
That is quite nice.
You are so wrong. They should be in God tier.
Oh, wow. That's controversial.
Why are they cold? Why, if you've got meat in a pie, they should be hot, right?
No.
It's a pie.
Absolutely fine.
A pie should be hot.
No pastries
are always cold.
No pastries are hot, Stuart.
Sausage rolls are better hot, right? We'll get on to them.
Does anyone else want to campaign with Brett to pump these up a little bit? I don't mind them in low tier. Does anyone want to? Oh, Brett, we're gonna have to cancel your membership from the looks on everyone's faces.
See, Rachel, I start on Scotch eggs.
All right. Well, I would pump them up to low tier, but I wouldn't even be mad if they were in mid tier, but they're definitely like not the one. However, Brett, I'm going to have some with a little bit of mustard at some point.
It's got to be Coleman's mustard, nice and strong. None of this weak French stuff.
Nah.
Go for it.
I said that like I agree, but I actually really like weak French mustard.
No. Like,
I love it.
There's one game in the mustard world, and it is just Coleman's.
Oh, just because you use a lot of so hard.
Like,
the only way I like mustard is wasabi. I rub it in my eyes. If you don't have it any other way, you just don't like mustard. You just don't get it.
Fucking Brexit comment in the world, man. It has to be fucking British Coleman's. Fuck up, Dijon mustard.
Do you like it? Do you like Dijon as well, Tam, then? It's good, isn't it?
It has to be, man. It has to be fucking much better than that fucking radioactive yellow shit.
I'll be honest with you. I'm in that camp.
In that impassioned Braveheart type speech I made about Coleman's mustard. In the edit, mate, can you just put Land of Hope and Glory behind it, please? As I'm
Britain's hardest pies.
Oh, okay, right. Hell. Quiche.
Well, look, where are we going to put it? Because Brett put in a bit of a passionate rant about it.
It's not going in God, but I mean, it's not fair to be in shit either.
Mid?
I'm happy with mid. I genuinely am happy. Brett, you're going to get what you're given and you'll like it. Pushing up to unbelievable. But well done. You've campaigned really well there, mate. Quiche?
Right. So, Quiche? So, oh, someone's got there.
No, it's Nozza in it. Nozza. Just muted herself. God bless you.
I can't see anyone. I can only see six people. I wonder what's going on.
Have you looked
here.
To the left or right of where you're looking?
Yeah. I'm just trying to see if I need to change my screen.
You might have to shrink your screen or something, buddy. Oh.
Yeah. How many people can you see, Chris?
Other than me and you, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9.
All right. This is weird. I can literally see another 5.
Righto.
Having the stroke, Stu.
Oh, no. Choose immersive view. I don't need to be doing that, do I? What's going on here? This is weird. Oh, no. Speak of you. So,
Mr. Lovell's in a new location today. Normally, we're in the kitchen side, but you've moved over to the hi-fi. Thumbs up. He's got nothing to add. He's like, fuck you, Chris. I'm not responding. Okay, right. What are we doing? Quiche. We're on Quiche.
Right. Well, the reason I can't see him is because they've got their cameras off, Chris.
I can see everyone other than Lauren.
You can't see Noel or Lauren, can you?
I can see Noel, but her camera's off, and I can't see Lauren because her camera's off, yeah. But I can see everyone else.
Weird.
Right.
Yeah. Well, apart from that exciting interval, on to another exciting fucking thing at a buffet.
Fire, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, coming in, Einstein.
Right, but this is the one where I don't want it hot. Hot quiche, all the kind of weird eggy stuff just goes a bit weird. I want it like thick and cold at the fridge.
I quite like it hot, controversially. Sorry. Right, hands up if you like it hot. Talking about quiche. Fuck you. Like, I bet some of you like it hot.
One moment, Chris. Hands up if you like it cold.
Okay, all right. And then there's obviously hands up if you fucking hate quiche. Or dislike, there we go. Right, fair enough. I'm not a big fan of it.
No, if it's on a buffet, I ain't rushing to that. Like, if I've seen someone else sort of stick their hands all over, like the sandwiches or something, then I'm like, oh, fuck's sake, I better have quiche then.
And it always looks like there's a bit of effort's gone into quiche. Right, look at a quiche, right? You've got pastry there, you've got egg, chopped up bits of ham and other ingredients. Then you've got the humble cocktail sausage, which has just been opened out of a packet and dumped in a bowl. And I bet more people are swooping towards the cocktail sausage than they are the quiche.
I reckon 9 times out of 10, any kind of buffets that me and you went to where we live, there weren't a lot of effort went into them quiches other than taking them out of a box and putting them on a table, mate.
Yeah, it would still be in the foil. They still haven't got the fuck, still too lazy to take it out of the foil. Half the time, I've seen it just left in the box and you think, what is this? And yeah, I just hate, you know, you just know that's a disappointing buffet.
No, it's a fucking poor host. If you're getting there and it's still in the box on the table, that says two things. A, lazy cunt, or B, want anyone to have it because they want that whole quiche when everyone's gone home.
Or I'm starting about an hour before they said buffet's open. C, everything's clean filmed up, but I've got my grubby hands under it. What's that?
Like, I honestly think that would be my desert island, like, my what do you call it?
Room 101?
No, what's your last meal called? Your last meal, isn't it? Like, your fucking, do I call it? I don't know.
Death row?
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I'd just want a buffet.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's depressing, mate.
Really? Well, what would you have?
Just something, I don't know, Nando's. I wouldn't. I can think of so many nicer meals than a buffet, to be honest with you.
Prove it.
Although, a buffet at Las Vegas, where the world, you know, they're just melting the polar ice cap. It's a different game. All right, fair. If it's one of them, then actually, fair game. Because everything there is just incredible.
I had never experienced this, right? And when I went to Vegas, I went with Big Papa Jay, and he was explaining to me, you've never seen anything like the breakfast buffet in the hotel. I was like, yeah, whatever. I mean, anyway, yeah, so we went out, and we had a well, you don't even know what fucking time it is out there, do you? And anyway, so if I can get back to the hotel at about 6, and he's like, dude, we're going in. And I was like, and I just presumed I was going to get like a croissant, a pan of chocolate, and a bit of a fucking ropey full English. Mate, fucking hell. It was insane.
It's hard to get your head around. Like, basically, if people haven't been there, I assume many people haven't, like, they're serving like fresh lobster.
Yeah.
Amongst every other cuisine cooked really well. Oh, what's that? You want Chinese? You want really good chow mein? There it is.
Yeah. At breakfast time, it was unreal. Justin cried twice. it was unreal.
Even the desserts.
Yeah. That's weird because there's desserts there as well, right?
Yeah.
And so we went to work on all of that. And then I was like, right, I'm going to get some sleep. Woke up at about 10 o'clock because of just jet lag and just fucking excitement and all of that. And at 10 o'clock, I went, where are you? He went, oh, I've just gone down the mall. I couldn't sleep. I went, where are you? Bearing in mind, he'd had this buffet about 3 hours previous. He went, I'm in the Cheesecake Factory. And when I got there, he was on his own crying, eating cheesecake.
Powerful stuff, mate.
Dilly boy.
Anyway, we've had to do that to mask our disappointment at Quiche. Where are we putting Quiche? What are we saying?
Is it Quiche Lorraine, as in Lorraine Kelly?
Yeah, it's exactly that. But it's also my brother's wife's name, Lorraine.
I'd be so excited if someone called Lorraine offered me Quiche Lorraine like that. There'd be too many jokes down in my head. I couldn't deal with that. That's fucking great.
Yeah. Lovely wore off by the time I was 11.
Well, it feels like Quiche is staying where it is, right?
I don't give a shit about it. It's too much effort in a production of a quiche for it to go anywhere else. Everyone signed down, yeah? Is that down to something in the comments?
I don't think people are liking quiche.
No. Okay, fine. It happened with that. Right, on to low tier.
Carrot stick.
Now that's low effort, but
if you see someone walk up to a buffet and the first thing they've done was get a carrot stick, you're within your rights to just kind of go, can I have a word, mate? Then just walk them out the front, shut the door and come back in.
Yeah, sure. I agree with that. It's weird. They wouldn't be my mate.
No.
Unless they were doing it to put two, they were putting two in there and they were going to do a funny face, then absolutely fine. But the thing with a carrot stick is it can go, it's a good delivery system, isn't it? Like Alison Spittle said, for soups. Carrot is an all right delivery system for things like hummus and other dips. I ain't mad about that.
I'll go pita bread over that. Or a breadstick. I'd rather just go straight in with me fucking middle digit in the fucking hummus than a fucking carrot stick.
I went out for dinner with one of my mates the other week, right? He came up to Margate and I took him out. It was his birthday, so I took him out. And I said, look, dinner's on me. Whatever you want, dinner's on me. Because, got a few quid to throw about in McDonald's. And we got, these chips. And they came with a nacho cheese. And it was they were really good, these chips, right? And he was double dipping. And I really struggled with it, Stu.
Right. So do you mean, dipped bit and then dipped again? And it was a shared dip?
And he's 42 years old. What's he doing?
Mark. Jesus Christ.
No, it weren't Mark.
Right.
And he looked like he'd been out for about 4 weeks and he had been raving, he just hadn't stopped. So he weren't in the best of conditions anyway. And I was just watching him and I was like, and then he said his name and I was like, I've got to stop you there.
Yeah. No, that's not good.
That's disgusting.
We are keeping Aaron in low tier. Right.
I'm not mad. I don't think the thing about carrot stick is I don't think it minds that it's in low tier. Because unlike Quiche Lorraine, it ain't got itself all tarted up for the ball, has it? It's just come as it's come like me. I know I'm in low tier. I'm in a tie-dye shirt I've had for 10 years.
Yeah, Quiche is all fur coat and no knickers, isn't it?
it really is.
Like a carrot stick, it's just fucking...
Yeah.
It knows its place.
It knows its place.
Yeah. It's big in the fucking carrot, in the rabbit world, but aside from that, it ain't really.
Do you know what carrot is? It's just happy to be there, mate.
Yeah.
Rubbing shoulders with some of the heavier hitters. Right, olives.
Right, well, you live in Margate, so maybe you take the lead on this one.
It's just God tier. No, I'm joking. I really like olives. I put a post about Nocerella olives not that long ago. Didn't notice it, but Eddie Temple Morris had been raving about them, going, yeah, Chris, they're the best. I don't know. And I just accidentally ignored him for about 3 months. And then Molly was like, do you know Eddie was trying to talk to you? I was like, no, it's social media. Obviously, I'm going to accidentally not notice. I love olives. I do. I really do like olives. I ain't going to lie. I bought some fresh ones the other day because Molly had a new friend over. She made a new friend in Margate and she's getting more energy. So when they were in the lounge watching Married at First Sight, I was going in and out of the kitchen going, can I get anyone else anything else? And I bought them all these dips and stuff. And the olives were shit though that I got. I went and got a load of fresh olives and some of them were in a shitty oil. Not olive
just
oil.
Just get a fucking jar of them. They're only about a quid.
I wanted to give her nicer ones, but a bit disappointed. But anyway, mate, it's you could have
delivered her fucking the best olives on the planet, but you walking in with your hair fucking brushed with a toffee app, wearing one of them fucking aprons with a pair of tits on, ain't going to fucking work with her new Margate mates, mate. Trust me.
You say that, but they thought I was brilliant.
Yeah. So, I mean, they were watching Married at First Sight. I think that says a lot.
Yeah. So I like olives. Like, there are ones that taste meaty and they are absolutely fantastic. The problem is, at a buffet, you're not getting that sort of like higher quality one. You're just getting everyday olives. Mid-tier at best for me, really. You got what do you want to say about this then, Stewie?
I quite like olives.
Okay.
I've always liked black ones, but
can't say that these days, mate.
But I've only just got used to green ones.
What? Really?
Yeah. It's took a long time, but yeah, I do really like them.
Yeah. Great. Really, what do you want to do? What do you want to do with it? Do you want to pop
that,
it up to top?
What's that little fucking like stuff they make out of it? That's like a like a paste. What's that called?
Tapenade.
Oh yes, yeah. Thanks, Brett. Straight that's in there. Yeah, that's nice. That is
all
nice.
All over.
With
that,
a bit
mate.
Of pitta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a pastry.
Oh, it's like getting my mouth watering. Then yeah, it is nice. I like it when you get a garlic clove in the olive as well. That oh man, I'll just house that shit straight away. If we were a restaurant and they brought out olives and there was garlic cloves in the olives, I would have to count out the garlic cloves and just lay it out. Firstly, I'd say, do you like these? And if you said no, I'd obviously take them all. If you said yes, I'd want to make sure that we got an equal share, because I'd feel really left out if you had three and I had two. That would be, I wouldn't talk to you for the rest of the evening.
Dear, oh.
Oh, hello. Oh, yes, hello. Garlic naga pickle.
Well, I think we're gonna get onto that in a minute, aren't we? Mm-hmm. I think that's next in line. Anyone really not like olives?
Green ones are fucking rank.
That's a no. Ben, is it just the green ones or olives in general?
All of them.
All of them.
Shit, just shit little shits. I can't think of anything else to call them.
No, that's fair. I think you guys have covered it. I don't need to dress it up.
I don't think they're a buffet food. Like, I mean, what sort of fucking Tory buffet is this? That those fucking
like, thing is with them, that someone, if they're in a bowl, someone's just going to stick their hand straight in and start rummaging around with it. So.
Oh
no, If I see people's hands going stuff, I'm a bit weird with that.
Nice.
All inclusive. Anytime you go all inclusive in Spain, guarantee there's a fat guy with an Aston Villa top or a Sunderland top or any football top, just sticking his hands in the fucking boot for that.
Oh mate, that's
and
horrible.
He hasn't washed his hands either, has he?
No, he hasn't, mate. No. Yeah. He loved Eco Lie. He's spreading it all over the shop.
And usually his wife's worse, but I'm not going to say that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right, next. We're moving on. So, low tier, mid-tier?
I'd like to rank them up a bit to mid-tier, yeah.
Okay, I concur with that. I concur with that, despite Ben and Tam's best efforts to drag it down. Chutney. Fuck me, it's chutney. Chutney, what do you think about it?
I'll could not go near that.
Why not? Because it's got. Why not?
It's horrible.
Oh, okay.
It reminds you of vinegar too much.
Yeah, a bit of that. Like, it's just got. I don't know. Like, just growing up, like, it was always about a family do's. That and what's the yellow shit?
What's the
piccalilli?
Oh, mate.
It's fucking horrible.
Fuck off.
I love piccalilli. Yeah. But I get it.
I just, you don't need it. You don't need
it,
right?
The
only stuff that you need at a buffet, right, is one of them little plastic things where you peel the top off and it's got four little dips in it. One Thousand Island dressing, one sour cream, one chive. Like, that's all you need.
You're such a cheap date. It's great.
That's all you need. You can get them for 99p if you get, like, the Tesco Savers ones. That's all you need at a buffet.
Mate, if you go on death row, it's going to be the cheap. Like, I'll nip down Tesco's and your last meal is going to come in at under a fiver.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yeah, and you're going to be beaming happy. I don't mind chutney, but honestly, like, again, it's one of those ones. A lot of effort goes into making chutney. And then you have it with a bit of cheese. That can be nice. But cheese and grapes, I think, hits just as much as chutney, really. Yeah, it's a lot of work. Is the juice worth the squeeze?
No, why chutney? Would you spend ages making that? Don't buy a jar.
Right, yeah.
Like, I don't get things like that where people like grow vegetables and then spend ages just making pots and pots of it, then giving to people that don't really want it. And then, like, literally, it's just sat in their fucking larder for fucking 5 years. Ridiculous.
Jenny's chutney written on it.
Yeah.
And then it's got a date, 12/1, 1999. Yeah. And you think,
ain't even got a fucking lid on it. It's got one of them, like, little kind of doily things with an elastic band around it. Like,
that's when you know it's good. Right, chutney, low tier. Do you want to bump it down to shit? I feel shit tears of it, harsh, but...
Does anybody want to champion it?
Yeah, yeah. Does anyone want to get behind it?
Fucking quality with some cold meat and some bread.
With cheese.
Cold meat?
Cold meat and some bread. Chutney.
I used to eat a lot with cheese when I was younger.
Yeah, cheese is good with cheese.
Or like a bit of patty, depending on what type of chutney it is.
Mm. Yeah, I could see that. Look, let's leave it in low tier. It's hardly hurting anyone there, is it? Prawns. Prawnies.
Not from a buffet, because they'd have been sitting around for hours.
You are asking for trouble, I guess. The thing is, I like a little bit of a gamble.
Yeah, I'd gamble. I'd fucking gamble, mate. If I ever end up with a shit on a speedboat, I'm taking the gamble, Jim. I'm fucking all over it. If there's a prawn on the table, mate, I mean, not so much now, but I went to my mate Sean's about a year ago, and he grew up in Tilbury as well, and the fish man in Tilbury used to come around the boozers and do your little bits of fish, like when you were sitting in the pub, like little like pots of stuff. And he found out that the fish man's got a little stall again in Tilbury. And I went round his house, and his buffet was your standard buffet, kind of similar to what we're eating. But he'd also spent about 30 quid from the fucking Tilby Fishman, and there was a little fucking fish buffet. I fucking lost my shit.
What did you have there then? What was on it?
Crayfish towels, brown shrimps.
Lovely.
Cockles, shrimps.
Mussels.
I don't like mussels. And I think there was roll mops, but I don't do that.
No. Mussels, cockles, stick a bit of vinegar on it.
This is where it goes wrong, right?
For you, it does.
Because he went to put it over the whole fucking thing. I was like, what are you? Back off, man.
That's literally like showing you like the nicest food ever.
Yeah.
Then someone's going to take a shit on it.
That literally is. Let's look what you could have won. They wheel out the fucking speedboat and show you.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, and I was like, mate, what are you doing? And, they, and like, people don't understand that you don't want vinegar on fish. And it's nothing wrong with that. The fish tastes good. It doesn't need anything else on it. Oh, there was some smoked salmon in there as well.
Mm. Fucking hell. Yeah. What's the Tory lunch? prawns. So, like, the other thing with prawns is I've
you
got
can't
to bring...
get a Tory lunch from Tilbury, Chris. Trust me, mate.
Seafood sauce, obviously, is going to come with those prawns.
Yeah.
That's a banger. It is a risk, Brett. It is. We are playing Russian roulette here. But I'm going to do that dance. And then, but if you, like, sometimes the prawns might have, they might be in a coating. You know, they might be bread, that might be breaded, and their little tails are poking out. And I'm going to eat that shit all day long. This is a question. I imagine most people don't. Do you eat the tail?
I do.
Yep.
Oh, thank God. I really thought I was going to get mugged off then.
I don't like having stuff left on the plate because I then feel that, like, I can't just leave it on the side. Like, so if I've got, like, five little prawns tails, feels a bit weird. So,
yeah,
like,
what are you going to do with them?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Just eat them.
It's my favourite bit.
Do you know what? Do you know what, Si? It all started with when I worked at the Outback Steakhouse. They used to do those coconut shrimps. And, they were so delicious. And even the tail was a little bit fried. And then from there, like, I really do like it. It's like,
it's
bits on
the
chicken.
From the sea.
Yeah, it's crackling from the sea, dude. What an amazing
such a great
saying.
Idea. Love that.
You know, like a chicken wing, you know, the very end bit of the wing tip.
Yeah, the best
bit. If that's barbecued and black, I'm eating the whole thing. And Molly will watch me eat that with the fucking, yeah. I've never eaten chicken's feet, but I imagine given my behaviour with their wings, it might be the same. But humans don't really eat chicken feet, do they?
Have
you heard
of it? Yeah, eat all of it.
My sister-in-law's Chinese, and she smashes the living daylight out of chicken feet. It's quite strange to watch as well. It's quite weird.
Amazing.
Right.
Question. How do they eat them? Like a chicken wing?
Yeah, how do you eat a chicken
wing? Is there much meat on them?
I don't know. It's
just all the tasty fat and crispiness, and
you just literally gnawing on it.
Really selling it.
I've got to get me some of them.
What about their fingernail, their little claw?
That's what you pick your teeth with afterwards.
But if human fingernails are dirty, fuck knows what chicken fingernails are. They're probably apps anyway. Where are we putting prawns?
Based on me pre-veggie days, I'm going to throw it. If there's good prawns, or even if they're in batter or breadcrumbs at a buffet, straight to the top.
Yeah, I'm top or God. Just be clear.
All right.
If the word top is in top tier.
Right, so if they're like normal like prawns, right, yeah. with yeah, seafood yeah. sauce, top
yeah,
tier.
Top. But right?
if
yeah.
they're breaded, or in batter with sweet chili sauce, then they're going God tier.
You know what, Shu? That's why we've had this podcast so successful for so long, because, you know, fundamentally, we agree on prawns at a buffet.
Right. Okay.
Pate.
Moving on. Pate.
Pate, yes. Pate.
Anyone don't like pate?
What flavour?
Pate.
Yeah. It could be anything.
Good question.
No, don't be fucking around with that duck stuff. That's weird.
Duck pate is fucking quality.
Yeah, no, I love duck. Yeah, no, I'm down for that. I often, for a starter, like, that was probably my first, after, like, obviously prawn cocktail when you're young, that was like in Essex, that's your foundation to what's a starter, or, you know, your Christmas starter is a prawn cocktail. And then after that, it for me was pate, and we'd go, you know, it'd be posh. We'd be like, oh, should we have some duck pate? And then a crack on toast, little triangles of toast with a bit of, like, maybe even a bit of chutney. Oh, my mouth's watering again.
Is that Brussels pate? Is it Brussels?
Yeah.
Oh, Brussels pate, yeah.
Say liver or something. I hear liver, but it tastes nice and pate.
Yeah.
Brussels pate, like 89p in a little plastic tub, the budget stuff. I'm all over that.
goes off after about a day, though, and
it's
turned
three. Get about a week out of it.
Goes off as you're lifting it up into your mouth.
But yeah, if it does start to taste a bit weird, just spread it on a cracker, dip it in some peanuts. Before you know it, you've got a whole new fucking taste sensation right there.
Having bloody mouth orgasms again. Can I just say, their picture of pate looks very dodgy.
It's weird, isn't it?
Why is it white?
I don't know what that is. That's not.
Why isn't it in a big block of
the... Yeah, exactly.
Big square, like Lego block. That's what I'm used to.
Square. That's what you want.
Do you know what? I did not want to drink a Scroobius tonight. And Cy Lovell, you keep pouring what looks to be a lovely white wine in a glass there, and it's making me very jealous, mate. What you got?
Oh, Sauvignon Blanc. Lovely. First lovely cake. Lovely jubblies.
Very jealous. Right. I'm quite happy to have pate in the God tier. It's one of me faves, but I mean, obviously, I don't eat it anymore, but when I was a vegetarian...
Talk to me about Glasson being a vegan.
No.
You've got that in five times already tonight.
The reason why I was going to say was because when I was a veggie for years in the 90s, I didn't realise that pate was meat, did I? So I ate pate for the whole of it.
Oh, man.
And we'll get on to the other thing I ate in a little while. I'll talk to Brett about that.
Listen, man, look, right? You know what? Every now and then, we all know how much you love pate, Stu. I don't think any of us want to take that away from you, it being in God tier. You have such a passion for it.
But not as a connoisseur. It's got to be the shit stuff.
I know, that's the weird thing. Yeah. I'd have a really good quality pate in God tier. Mm. Otherwise, personally, for me, it's like, mid, but if you want it in God, mate, you can have it in God. Right, a cheese sambo. Mid, we're up to the mid tiers now.
God tier straight away. Cheap white bread, cheap flavourless cheese, shit.
Bit of margarine
in a triangle. God tier.
Yeah, no, I can't complain about
cheap
that.
Spicy sandwiches, mate. The fucking future.
Yeah, I . Why am I drinking a Kool-Aid on this? But I do agree with you. Like, I will always have a cheese, at least a quarter of a cheese sandwich from a buffet. Absolutely. I think you can really, you kind of know how your night's going once you've had that.
Because we'll throw it out in a minute about things that are clearly missing off this list. Crisp being one of those.
As soon as you said that, my brain just went, what's that? Oh, crisp.
Because, you know, for me, you put a plain hula hoop inside that cheap cheese sandwich.
It's just it's transformational. Yeah. If that's a word, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a whole different game then, because you've got, it's that whole overwhelming of the senses of soft with crunchy, isn't it? And like creamy with salty. It's just, yeah.
Lauren Noynan is just putting the messages that cheese is shit. I'll tell you what, Lauren Noynan, you're shit. Cheese is fucking brilliant.
Oh, Lauren, that is a very wonderful little comment.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Ah, fucking, yeah. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid on that.
Right,
I think we're being controversial here. I think we've had two controversial God tiers here. I'm going to say that.
All right. Well, should we leave it in the mid tier?
I think most people would say it's mid. And maybe some people would push it down below that. I mean, Tam and fucking Noz are proponents of that. But I let's leave it in mid. But I do see, but me as a personal preference, Stu, it just sounds like if someone's putting a buffet on, someone's going to be running around grabbing some bread, grabbing some butter, and grabbing some cheese. That's like the cornerstone, isn't it? It's one of probably the four corners of a buffet. Is a cheese sandwich, and a few others are obviously on here, and we're going to come up to crackers.
Shit.
Yeah, I agree, Ben.
I like a cracker.
Do you?
Yeah, as long as it's got loads of cheese or pate on it.
Well, then you like cheese and pate. The cracker
you
is
like
merely. Yeah, it's merely the delivery system, like a carrot stick. It's just to do it with a carrot stick, you've got to make a raft out of
it.
No,
fuck off, because you can't just go, well, bread shit. Like, you can't. Like, the cracker...
You just can't.
Like, play ball with me, mate. Like, because it's... Mm-hmm. No one's going to eat a cracker on its own. Like, you're not going to do that.
Yeah, all right, okay,
I think if you eat a cracker, I think the science behind it is if you eat three crackers on their own, you dehydrate and die. Like, so I think you can't, you it needs to be with something. And that's invariably cheese or pate.
Yeah, all right. I'll be honest with you. I do really like crackers. And there was a time at uni where I'd just eat crackers dry because I didn't have any. I was just spending all my money on drugs. And so it's literally crackers. I had a bag of potatoes. And I quite like them. I do quite like them. Just at a buffet, my little brain is fucking darting all over the shop. And the humble crackers, like, Chris, don't you remember those? Chris, 99 to 2001. Didn't they happen? And I just overlook them. They're in my past. But yeah, okay. As a delivery system, pretty good.
But you weren't fucking delivering anything with them, Pete Doherty. You was literally just fucking eating them dry.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's why, like, there's so many nicer things on the menu now.
All right.
Well, so what do you want to do with them then? We won't push them below low here. Because they're a solid transportation system, I guess.
I'll drop them down to low tier. I can't have me shit tier because I like a cracker.
All right, fair enough. My nana enjoyed a dry cracker. She really did, Ben. And she wasn't a drug addicted student. Oh, mate. Don't put your mum or your nan's name on a chat group. She's just going to get dry roasted. Coleslaw.
I never really understand. It's only reading it now.
Yeah.
I always thought it was called Coleslaw.
How long is this another one of your things like fucking pate? You thought it's for vegetarians?
No. I generally thought it was called Coleslaw. And I also used to always get it confused, obviously, with Coleslaw. I know what the difference is there. But yeah, I always thought it was called Coleslaw. Coleslaw.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't, Chris.
Do you know what? It's a fucking miracle. I'll be honest with you.
I played Pictionary once, and my brother-in-law went to me. I don't know how he got away with it because he was actually talking to me. He went, oh, for God's sake, opposite a potato salad. And I went, coleslaw. And it caused outrage because people were like, how's that the opposite of potato salad? And I was like, well, it is, isn't it?
No, I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand. Yeah. If you were a Pizza Hut buffet,
yeah,
they would be the two sort of like things in mayo that you might go for. So
coleslaw in a Pizza Hut buffet is not that good.
No, that's why I'm going potato salad all day long.
Yeah.
Coleslaw. When I go round, shout out to my cousin Robin. When I go and stay over hers, probably like midday on a Sunday or a Saturday, like we'll get some picky bits. We'll have a picky lunch.
Like Lorraine's. Yeah.
And Robin gets this like extra special coleslaw from like M&S and it's fucking ace. But any other time, coleslaw can get in the sea for me. I'm just like, it's not going on my plate unless I'm desperate for some moisture.
I can't believe you called the fish man from Tilbury a Tory buffet and you're having M&S fucking Taste the Difference fucking coleslaw.
Coleslaw. Oh, we're going to have to keep calling it that from now on, Stu. Yeah. Whatever. I couldn't give a shit about it, really. Is anyone in here just absolutely adores coleslaw?
I actually despise it.
You despise it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There was this teacher, the art teacher at my school, used to like just eat tubs of it and then would get this like...
Oh, no.
...dewy like bits coming down his mouth. And it was so disgusting. And then, of course, his breath would then just stink of like that sort of like coleslaw-y, onion-y fucking smell and stuff. So coleslaw just completely turns my stomach. I can't
That's
stand it.
That's fucking awful. Yeah. I had a teacher who used to get the white bits here and here in his mouth and he hadn't been eating coleslaw.
The little spitballs.
I just can't. Like, as soon as someone gets that, and God bless you, I don't know if it's a condition that you can help or not, and I'm sorry if that you sometimes suffer from that, but like, I it's an absolute struggle for me to not look at it.
People probably
do that with my moles, right? Like, they probably just stare at that one there, like, all the time. And good luck to you. I understand it's a distraction.
As a teacher, Kirsten, I'm slightly concerned as to why your teacher was getting that fucking close to you. You could smell his lunch.
Honestly, he was weird. Like, he would... You'd be, like, drawing something, and then he'd come around you like that to be like, oh, no, this is how you should do it and stuff. I like, he was a strange teacher, for sure.
Classic move of a paedophile teacher.
Yeah, absolutely, that is.
I had the same one, but it was coffee. It was horrendous.
Oh, mate, same.
History teacher. He was only a young lad as well. He wasn't even that old. And he used to hang over the top of you, and you'd just be like, just fuck off.
It's so bad, Ben. Like, coffee breath.
Oh,
maybe it's being Scottish, but my IT teacher smelled like weed and coffee, whiskey mixed together.
Yeah, but my geography teacher, my history teacher, it was just booze. Like, just absolutely booze. Well, our geography teacher was called Ogalog because he was always pissed. And he had like really like dry skin and a big red nose. And he'd all sort of sit down in his class and he'd just go, like that. And then literally his whole of his black suit jacket was just covered in skin, like that he's just rubbed off of his face. It was quite a...
Mate, you're giving me, it's triggering me. There was a supply teacher, and I can't remember our nickname for him, but bless him, he had real eczema problems. And he combined with...
I don't think this was eczema.
Sweating profusely and strong eczema. And also he was like proper intense mental. And like he'd come round and everyone would just be on edge when he came near you because you're just like, I don't want to get sweat on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Or like that, your dried eczema, or has it turned into some kind of paste? As it mixed together, it's just now on the table. He's like, he was a really weird dude.
There was a pub next to the Chippy where we used to sort of like lunchtime to just walk up the Chippy and just hang around there. And like you do. But the Acorn pub across the road, like there'd be generally like a couple of me woodwork teachers were major alcoholics. Ogalog was and the history teacher. And literally they would just lunchtime, they'd walk up to the shops with us and then they'd just go in the pub and just neck a few beers and then go back to school. And it was like, the fact that my teachers were having a liquid lunch, I am quite proud of them, but B, that's probably the reason I didn't go to the same school as you, Chris.
I wish I could do that in my job. That'd be fucking quality, man. After a pure shit lesson, fuck this, I'm away for a few gels.
Yeah, just gonna have a couple of pints. I had a mate who used to have to, like, he literally every lunchtime he had to entertain clients in London, right? And he was drinking a bottle of wine a day. And he was just like, you know, he'd done that for, you know, well over 10 years. He was drinking about a bottle of wine a fucking day. I mean, well, no one's put... Yeah, what a lightweight. No guns to his head. But
standard. Mate,
do you drink a bottle of wine a day, sir? I could do...
Easy.
Not handle. Easy.
Yeah,
I know you love it. Sunday. I know you love it, but I could not handle that, mate. There's
yeah,
no
three on a Sunday. Three on a Sunday is acceptable.
As you get through three bottles of wine, I'd be
your
fucking
Sunday
locked
sounds
up.
Like the best Sunday ever.
It does You're sound a lot better than my Sunday,
records.
Mate.
That's my idea of heaven.
Yeah, it does sound a lot better than mine.
We used to go for stop at the pub on our PE lesson. When I was at school. When we're in the fifth year, we used to go for a cross country run. And we'd run down all the way down the field and we'd slow down a group of four or five of us. There was a duck in at the end of the road. If you snuck off down the edge of the bit. Everyone else would run up the hill. We'd go in our PE kits in the garden. My mate Aaron, he was bigger than the rest of us. He'd go in and get us all a pint of bitter each. We'd drink that, wait for everyone to come all the way back round, and then carry on running back. And he'd serve us in the garden. As long as we drank it in the garden, it was all right.
I love that bartender, and also you should be given a gold medal for being able to do that. Like,
oh, but at that age, we'd be so pissed. And like, if you have maths afterwards,
see Noel. Yeah, I bet it was.
Your mate Aaron was definitely the one that had pubes at 13, wasn't he?
He was. He was a big lad. Yeah, he was. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, he was my mate that died when he was 18, but. He was the biggest, yeah, he was the big lad, pubes. He didn't have as many pubes as Big Cock Lloyd, to be fair, but.
Comes but with the territory, mate.
Yeah, take the piss out of him.
Oh, I've got a story about cocks.
Okay.
So I treated myself to a computer game last night, right, called Cyberpunk, right? I was like, I haven't played the computer for a while. I'm going to download this, right? And it's on character creation. And a couple of my mates went, oh, you'll be forever doing that. And, deciding what penis you want. And I thought, ha, ha, ha. And then me and Molly started doing it. And she was like, oh, this is like Sims, but it's like a bit more detailed. And we really got quite a reasonable likeness to me. And you're standing there naked, but you've got like a Ken bump where your penis should be. And I thought, oh, they were joking. You can't do your penis. And then, the very last option is give yourself genitals. So you could actually put genitals on your character. And then it's like small, default, big. And Molly's going, yeah, give him a big one. And I was thinking.
Even the argument, yeah.
And I was looking at her.
The best part was you could give yourself a massive dong and then give yourself a cracking pair of tits as well if you really want. Excellent.
Oh, maybe I should have done that. But she was straight away, massive cock, please. And I was just like, like that. And she was like, well, it's not your one, is it? And then I was looking at like the default size one. And even the small one didn't look absolutely like a micro penis. And I was like, I selected like default. And then like later on, she was already in bed and I went upstairs and pulled my pants down. And went, so what is this on that scale? And she's like, you go back downstairs, please. She's like, I'm trying to sleep. And I literally walked into the bedroom, just turned the light on, and just pulled my shorts down. So, yeah, that was my little cock story from yesterday. Good fun.
Egg sandwich?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Coleslaw, I think we just put in low or shit tier, didn't we? No one gives a shit about it. Shit tier. Egg sandwich. It's like the other side to a cheese sandwich, isn't it? You're always going to see them at a buffet.
Mm. Like prawns.
Say that again, Ben.
Like prawns, been there all day.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, a bit of black pepper in there. Mm.
Black pepper will help that a lot.
Mass food poisoning.
It will help the salmonella.
A little bit of press. A bit of mustard press.
Are you reaching for a cheese sandwich before you're reaching for an egg one?
If they've just put them out and they're out the fridge and they're quite chilly, I'm going egg mayo first.
I'm going cheese. But, yeah, fair dues. Anyone else got anything to say about an egg sandwich? Just feel like it's a bit boring.
God tier.
God tier. Wow.
Yeah, they're staples, aren't they? First thing you go for, the egg sandwiches.
They are a staple, I guess. Mm. They are one of the cornerstones.
On the white, shit white bread, and then you go for the shit white bread ham sandwich, which isn't on here. That's
a bit of a fuck
and
up.
The last one you
Chris,
do
did you say sandwich. That? Did you say, Chris, that you'd go cheese over egg because egg's really boring?
I think so, yeah.
Is there anything more boring than cheese in a sandwich?
Egg? Gotcha, bitch!
Oh, you can.
No, I kind of know what you're saying. They're kind of like, because the sort of cheese you're getting is going to be a pretty inoffensive cheddar, right? An egg sandwich is going to be. Now, I do think you're right. You get the cress in there in the black pepper, and it can be. And also, it is a cornerstone. And I think you're also right, Brett. Like, you know, where is a ham sandwich on this? That's insane.
But that's cheese and pickle. That's,
cheese
that's,
and pickle, mate. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
God. That's up there with the gods.
It's a simple buffet, mate. All you need is fucking two loaves of white bread, some cheese, some eggs, you know, bit of pickle, some ham, and you're halfway to having it. You've got the foundations of a spread.
And three bottles of wine.
Right, where do you want egg then, Stewie?
I'd say I'd put that in top tier.
Okay, I'm all right with that. Cocktail sausage.
The cocktail wiener. Now, for me, if they'd been in the oven and the skins were a little bit crispy and they were a bit warm, I'm all over it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, but when they're just them, like, proper little
cold
bullets, then I'm not so involved.
Really?
They're all right.
Yeah, I would always beeline for a cocktail sausage, really.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Should we get some input from some other people? Because me and you are just rabbiting, aren't we?
Yeah. Does anybody want to champion the cocktail sausage?
Does it remind them of anything?
Where's Molly?
She's lamenting.
Right, so nobody seems to really want to chat about the cocktail sausage.
No.
Yeah, I mean they're if you like
they're mid.
If you like a sausage, like a proper sausage, then there's levels to it, isn't there? If you're just having like a sausage in a cheap bat, like in the morning when you're hungover. Like just a shit sandwich that's literally 80%
arsehole
zeros and aisles. Mm. It don't matter. But like, if you're going to go sausage and mash and you want like a proper decent sausage, fucking hell, like they're game changers. I'm salivating because I ain't had them for a fucking while. And fucking veggie ones ain't really saying a lot, are they? But the little mini wieners. Like,
the thing is, they're also a staple of a buffet, aren't they? Basically never going to see, not going to see a cocktail sausage at a buffet, but
yeah,
they're filler, I guess.
What was the hedgehog thing that people used to do? Was that like pineapple, cheese, and then a little cocktail?
Oh, yeah.
It was a hot dog sausage, wasn't it?
No, I'm sure it was a little cocktail, wasn't it?
Yeah, we used to, I think I've mainly had it with cocktail sausages. That does lift its game a bit.
Yeah, the cheese and pineapple in the tin foil in... hedgehog, that was fucking quality, that was.
Mm.
That was proper art.
Yeah.
It was real art.
Yeah.
Tracy Emin would have been proud. If that was on here, I'd leave it in top tier.
Unless
there was a pickled onion on top.
Oh, fuck off. Don't worry. No chance.
No, I'll be right with that. Right, baguettes. I mean, I love a baguette. It's a delivery system. It's my preferred delivery system over a cracker, but I guess you can't use it for everything. Warm baguette would be god tier, but let's be honest, it's not ever a warm baguette at a buffet, is it? It's a cold one.
Still good.
I had a warm baguette. I bought a French stick yesterday, a tiger French stick.
Oh no!
I made a load of soup, right? And
it's just easier for you to eat these days, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't have to put my teeth in; I can just fucking spoon it in. But fucking hell, warm soup, warm fucking bread with ice cold butter on it. Fuck me!
Somewhere out there in the UK, Alison Spittle just came in her pants, and she doesn't even know why.
Yeah.
Just because you said that.
Yeah.
The salt and pepper tiger bread is absolutely fucking out of this world. It is the absolute tits.
Yeah. Any kind of baguette, like warm or not, like it's fucking god tier for me, mate. Does anyone not like a baguette or a tiger bread or anything?
I don't like tiger bread.
What?
Really?
It's like been injected with bread flavouring. It's just too much.
Ooh, that's controversial, that. Yeah. I love tiger bread.
Why would you inject bread with bread flavouring?
Yeah, it's just too, like, fake bready.
I don't care.
It's heavy.
I'll tell you what, if people are injecting bread, like, I could get on board with that. I'd go full Zammo with that. I'd quite happily be behind the fucking bike shed, just mainlining fucking bread.
Straight into your eyeballs.
Great. I'm all over that. But little tabs of bread behind my eyelids, just fucking losing my fucking mind. I'm all over it. Yeah. I'm putting it out for God tier.
If it's warm, it's in God tier.
Okay.
Butter. What cunt just put butter as a like, it's gonna be there, but it's with the baguette. It's so irritating. Like, how out of ideas are you for a buffet to just put butter on its own?
It fills the space on the table.
Nyatkin. That's a great buffet item. It's not. It's stupid.
Someone mistakes it for fucking cheese and then eats it.
Yeah, I've done that. I love butter,
If I ended up putting a fucking square of fucking butter on my bread or a cracker thinking it was cheese, I think I'd just be like,
yeah, I would just carry on. Hopefully no one noticed my disgusting behaviour, but I would eat it. Listen, that butter with that baguette, it deserves that spot as long as you're applying it correctly and you've learnt the art of applying butter without tearing your bread to fucking shreds.
Brett, you look like you want to chime in with something bread-based or butter-based here, mate.
No, butter. When my son was about 5, he's 20 now, I just caught him eating a lump of butter like it was a lump of cheese, which is like... How he's still alive, I don't know.
Yeah, has it put you off of it now then, or just watching
it
do that?
It put me off of him, but yeah, you know.
Oh, butter is fucking brilliant.
Yeah, it's great.
If you ever go to an hotel and you have a meal somewhere and they bring out like a little warm fucking cob and a little saucer with some ice cold salty butter, I just think, fuck your meal, mate. Can you just keep this coming? Like, yeah, I can quite happily just fucking dine out with some wine.
Yeah, we went to some place called the Pig at the Bridge, right? It was this fancy Michelin star place that Molly had wanted to go to for ages, right? So we went there, and to start with, they just brought, here's a selection of our freshly baked breads from this morning. And there was olive bread there amongst other things, and like this incredible butter, and like even this little bits of salt seasoning that they made. And I was like, I could just keep eating this, like, for starters, for mains and dessert. But Molly wouldn't let me.
Was you eating overnight?
What do you mean?
Would you go for an evening dinner?
No. We went for lunch. We were literally our first customers midday.
Because if someone just fucking wheeled me out bread they'd made in the morning to try to palm me off as it being fresh, I'd be like, mate, I'll buy a tiger stick at 1 o'clock, and by 4 o'clock, unless I'm fucking warming it up again, it's game over.
Will only raise in the morning then? If you try cooking it at like midday or in the evening, it won't raise then. Is that how it is?
No, but I'm saying, like, it just fucking don't hang around, does it? Freshness of bread very much.
Yeah, but they might not be cooking it first thing in the morning, might they?
They said it was freshly baked that day.
I think we should move on, because I think this is a conversation's going to carry on.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Hummus. But
I only found out last week where I stole a French stick from work and I got it home. And it was brought to my attention that if you put it back in the oven for like 5 minutes, back in the game.
You can revive it.
Mm. Where do you stand on, I mean, these look a little bit like it in the picture. Okay. The part bake.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. Like, because if you get it right, it's great.
I think they're fucking amazing apart, babe.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you when I was a student, it wasn't ideal because my brain, you know, to sprinkle some water on bread, it just took too long. Like now, yes, absolutely amazing.
What level of drugs was you on where you were literally watering bread like magic beans? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's what you're supposed to do with part baked ones, isn't it?
Oh, I'd put them in the oven, turn the
no,
oven.
No, you put a little, a little drip, couple of drops of water on it. Blah, 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 blah. Helps it along.
Just put butter on it, mate.
Hummus.
Right. Hummus.
Good hummus proper hummus is fucking jizztastic. Proper hummus is jizztastic. Unfortunately.
Oh, you're such a fucking middle class prick these days. Olives, now fucking hummus.
My fucking missus is an Arab. What am I going to do?
Just a tub of hummus out of fucking Tesco's. He's fine, mate.
What's this foreign shit? No, I have to eat foreign muck all the time. What's that, Molly? No, it's great. It's like really good quality olive oil as well. It's just fucking game changing. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, but do you not like the little cheap one for like 90p?
Nah, not really, mate. Nah, not really. You're all right with a cheap one. I'm all right with the expensive one.
I'm sure the expensive one's nice, but I ain't really that fussed. Like, I quite just like hummus. And I've been late to the party with hummus.
Mm.
Like, it's only been the last couple of years I've got into it.
Yeah. Mate, not a couple of years, but it's more of something I wasn't eating it in my childhood, that's for sure.
You ever made it? Teens.
No. Yes, actually, we made it fucking loads. It's nice. If you make it fresh.
Yeah.
It's relatively easy to do.
Yeah.
And you can get loads out of it, man. Yeah. I was going to say no, but we've actually done it probably 10 times.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. How many times have you done it?
Once.
Oh, yeah, I've done it 10 then. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Just didn't know if I had to increase it.
where are we putting hummus, dude?
Yeah, leave it there, mate. I'm feeling quite charitable.
Yeah.
All right. God tier, mini pizza. Oh, I don't know how I feel about this.
I'm not, pizza's my least favourite fast food anyway. And you'd think by making it smaller, it'd make it more appealing.
Yeah, but it's not like a microchip, is it, unfortunately?
No, just don't do it for me. Like, I'm never picking one of them up. They are all, Brett has just said, they're always cheap and shit. They are.
But yeah, mini pizza, damn. I'd love to say, well, I love pizza. I'm a big fan of pizza. There's some great pizza places in Margate, but mini pizza, it is always just cheap shit pizza. And as much as we like lots of cheap shit things, like cheap shit cheese sandwiches, cheap shit pizza, it doesn't hit the same for me anyway. I don't know if anyone wants to sing the pizza's praises.
Nah, agreed, mate. Agreed.
Fuck off then. It can go into low tier. I don't know if it's quite shit tier, but.
Sausage rolls, dude.
There's a bit more effort in them. I mean, the ones presented there look really yummy, don't they?
Yeah, but they don't look like that, do they? They're the ones.
That's the problem.
Like the size of half your thumb, them little mini ones, which.
Yeah.
They smell really good when they're being cooked, and they're about 99p for 300.
If they come out the oven hot, then I'm going to eat a lot of them.
I quite like them when they're not cooked quite right the next day at the fridge, when like the pastry's not like really kind of puff pastry.
I know what you're talking
about.
It's stodgy. Yeah.
And like, I quite like that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. They're a bit of a cornerstone of a buffet as well, isn't it? You've got your four different sandwiches, sausage rolls, cocktail sausages. Yeah.
I mean,
top tier.
This ain't a veggie rant, but the cheese and onion sausage, the cheese and onion roll, or cheese and onion sausage, or whatever you call
quite
it.
Quite nice.
Like, they're fucking great.
Yeah, bit of a savoury explosion.
Yeah.
I'd prefer that.
Yeah, I'll probably go for them over a little mini sausage roll half the time.
Okay. All right. Well, where are we putting these bad boys then?
The sausage roll. It's proper old school, the sausage roll, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't think I've ever been to a party where there's been a buffet and there's not been.
No, because you, yeah.
Like, so I don't think we can do it that much of a disservice.
Maybe top tier?
Yes. Yeah. Agreed.
And then they're randomly, the last one, salami, that they've just randomly stuck up in God tier. I mean, like,
if you've got a little cheese ball out and there's salami and there's like chorizo and things like that.
Cured meats, I fucking love it. And yeah, I guess salami is in that, and they couldn't be bothered to name all the superior sliced meats.
They couldn't spell chorizo, so they just put salami.
Yeah, or obviously bresaola is good.
Parma ham. Mate, Keep go back to your roots, right? Don't start fucking getting all Margate on us, mate. You're saying words that we don't understand. What was that last word you said?
Brassola.
Oh, gross.
I don't know if I'm Brassola. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it. It's a dark one. But my best, the best one is Iberico hams. Thin sliced Iberico ham is just like, you'll thank me. You'll thank me because you're going to see it at some point, and then you're going to be like, that moly prick said that.
Right.
Give it, and I'm going to give it a try. And then you'll have it and you'll be like, Iberico ham, thinly sliced stew is like, is really good.
If you want a thinly sliced ham, wafer thin ham. In a bit of cheap white bread.
I am so sorry, Stu, but I, you know, I've got to turn my back sometimes on my, on our childhood. And I think we met at prawns, and I think we leave at wafer thin ham.
Oh dear, oh dear. Right, I want to throw it open to everyone before we start.
What we missed
to wrap. What I mean, what's missed? I mean, Brett, you was going to chime in with a Scotch egg, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely, you can't beat a good Scotch egg. They're a cornerstone in Sussex. They're fantastic. You've got to have a good one and or a gala pie. I like my pies.
Oh yeah,
but that's a pork pie with a Scotch egg hybrid, right?
Shoo, don't fucking fall for his bullshit. He's trying to push pork pie up. He got it in mid tier, and he's still not happy. So he's trying to sell it as a gala pie.
Gala pie was proper 70s and early 80s, wasn't it? It died out as the 80s went on. I think when everyone discovered like bottles of Pierre Dor and fucking prawn cocktails, like it signaled the end for the gala pie. And I think he's sadly missed.
Okay, so where are we putting Scotch eggs? Yeah, it's fair. You see it in every buffet, really.
The Scotch egg fizzled out in the late 80s and got replaced by the picnic egg, didn't it? And like
with what's in a picnic egg, Stewie?
An egg.
What?
What egg? But like chopped up.
Just an egg.
It's a Scotch egg, but smaller. And obviously, unless you put like a fucking sparrow's egg in it, like you just end up just chopping up a normal egg and putting it in there, but making it bite size.
Very questionable meat in the
picnic.
Yeah, it is. Arseholes, eye rolls, ear rolls.
No, you get it from the butchers and they're good ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Real Scotch eggs have real meat. You could taste it was real meat. Yeah. I think picnic egg, you put it in your mouth and you think,
It's very dry, the meat, isn't it? It's powdery almost. Like it's been swept up. It's probably sawdust.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it is because, again, alongside Pate, I ate Scotch eggs for 6 years as a vegetarian in the 90s. I didn't realise there was me involved. Just thought they were eggs. So, I did like the picnic egg.
The little corn ones are good.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, I haven't tried them. I'm a big fan of corn, so that would work more for me.
What else is missing?
What's missing?
What about a Billabong?
A Vol-au-Vent. It speaks. Lauren, you've been waiting in the wings all evening. We haven't seen you.
I've just been waiting to say Vol-au-Vent.
I 100% agree. I love a Vol-au-Vent. It's a bit of a risky one. It's prawn in there, but I'm...
No, it hasn't got it. Could be egg.
Could be egg. Yeah, all right. All right, Morrissey.
The thing is, no, because the thing is with egg, is it holds its own. Whereas a prawn, when the water comes out the prawn and mixes with the Thousand Island dressing, sometimes you get a bit of a wet vol-au-vent, and that ain't that nice.
No, that's what I want. I want it to crumble in my hand.
Mm.
Animal.
I love a vol-au-vent. No, I'm absolutely 100% behind that. I'll put that at least in top tier, Lauren.
Well, I don't know if Ben would agree, but ham and peas and I've forgotten what it's called. Ham and peas, peas pudding roll.
Oh, I've never had this.
Oh, it's so nice.
Peas pudding, right?
Peas pudding, yeah.
So
it's like mashed peas.
Split peas, isn't it?
What's the difference between mushy peas and peas pudding? Because I always see peas pudding in like really kind of like washed out cans in the windows of a butcher's that have been there for about 30 years. Like, what's the difference?
Actually, no.
I'm going to bring some peas.
Different pea.
I'm I'm going to bring some Peas Pudding down on the 7th.
Do it. Let's do it. Is it Jeff Peas?
Split peas, yellow split peas.
I think it's chickpeas.
Yeah, something like that.
Chickpea.
With what? Ham.
Yeah. It tastes good, honestly.
Yeah, I'd give that a try, definitely. I like chickpeas, I like ham.
That's proper old school. I used to see that, like you say, would you see that in butcher's windows? Like peas pudding. And it's P-E-A-S-E, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've never tried that.
No, seen it, never tried it.
Yeah, likewise.
Lovely.
Anyone else got something they want to throw in the buffet?
I think everyone's full up, mate.
I'm going to throw one last one in.
Go on, then.
I love the Indian selection buffet where you just open a load of frozen shit that is Bargee's little samosas and you just throw that in the oven for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I love that shit on a buffet, mate. Mm-hmm.
The little samosas.
Yeah, mate.
I mean, like, obviously a real homemade samosa or whatever is just the bomb, but you're not getting that and I'm all right with that. I'm not looking for that.
Probably are. In Margate, not around Lorraine's, but like, yeah, it's fucking, I love it.
Like spring roll as well, little veggie spring roll.
Yeah, the little veggie spring roll. See, Lauren, everything you've said tonight has been absolute, it's been limited, but it's been quality, you know, and maybe I should take a leaf out of that, but yeah, those veggie spring rolls are great, aren't they? Nice.
And you've still got the sweet chili dip there for the prawns.
Oh, yeah.
Stick one of them prawn, one of them little spring rolls in that, mate.
And then there was always like a little random paper plate of sweet stuff, like the little chocolate rolls or some shit biscuit.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't even gone to the sweet side of things, but yeah, you're absolutely right.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
We have done desserts. I'm sure we have.
Yeah, but not for a buffet.
No, good chat. Okay. All right. We'll be back next month to discuss Viscount biscuits, yo-yos, trios, and all that stuff that you get at a buffet.
Maybe we should look at having a buffet at the Sheffield thing.
That's a great chat. Let's organise a little buffet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Everyone has to bring an item. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you everyone for joining us.
Shall we press stop?
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.